Hello, everybody, and happy Thursday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radioland. Adam MacDonald coming to you live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network from overcast Jupiter, Florida, and Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, site of tonight's Florida State League baseball game between your St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Jupiter Hammerheads, the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tonight, we have game three of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:30. This series, we played through six games all the way through Sunday afternoon. Current series is tied at a game apiece. Mets won the opener 9-6 on Tuesday, and then Jupiter ended the Mets' seven-game winning streak yesterday with the 5-4 win in 10 innings. The Mets' first loss in extra innings this year, first time they've been on the other end of a walk-off, as Jupiter scored the winning run from third base on a Nate Jones wild pitch. Spoiled, but was a good comeback effort for the Mets, who were down 4-0 through the first half of the game, but homered their way back into it to get it to extras. Mets still in good shape, though, in the East Division. They are 35-17, first place in the East by 7.5 games over Jupiter, with 13 games to play, including tonight. The Mets can win three more games of the four left in this series. They will win the first half. Palm Beach and Daytona round out the division. They are eliminated. Jupiter again 7.5 back at 27-24. Over in the West Division, Fort Myers is 35-17, a seven-game lead on Clearwater with 13 to play. Lakeland hanging by a thread at 26-27, 9.5 out. Bradenton, Dunedin, Tampa, place or last place, whichever way you want to look at it, at 23-30. Other games around the Florida State League tonight, the 6:30 games include Lakeland at Dunedin, Palm Beach at Tampa, and Clearwater at Bradenton. The late game is Fort Myers at Daytona, which is tied at a game apiece. That is a 7:05 first pitch. And once again, our start time is 6:30. Going to be good to go for nine uninterrupted innings tonight. If we were back home in Port St. Lucie, we would have already been rained out. It's been thundering and lightning and pouring cats and dogs at Clover Park since about 3:30 this afternoon. We're glad to get out of here and come down here at Roger Dean. Take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back to the ballpark, the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's game between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Let's get into today's pitching matchup for the Mets. They turn to the all 6'7" and 235 pounds of him. 22 years old from Puerto Rico. Mets 23rd round pick in 2018 out of Mount Verde Academy in Florida. Saul Gonzalez was with St. Lucie at the end of last year, began this season on the complex side, was promoted to the Mets a few weeks ago. In two games, Seul has pitched just three innings, one hit, one run, one walk, and five strikeouts in his two relief appearances. This will be his first start. He was awesome on June 2nd, his last appearance, closed out a win against Daytona with a perfect ninth inning, striking out the side. Now Gonzalez will get the ball to start this game. We'll see how long he can go. No, Joel Diaz was the originally scheduled starter for this game. Gonzalez on the mound for the Mets. A starter for Jupiter is Edgar Sanchez. Sanchez, 21 years old, 6'1", 190 pounds, a right-hander, signed by the Marlins in February of 2017, international free agent signing. This will be the ninth game and the eighth start for Sanchez this year. He is 4-1 with a 3.54 ERA, just 15 walks and 45 strikeouts in 41 innings. He beat the Mets on April 20th here at Roger Dean. Six shutout innings, no walks, and five strikeouts. So a good track record for Sanchez against the Mets. He continues to throw in the Jupiter bullpen. That's your pitching matchup, the righties, Saul Gonzalez and Edgar Sanchez. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Leading off and playing center field is Alex Ramirez. So after taking a seat on the bench for three straight games, Ramirez back in there. The Mets could use the good Alex Ramirez tonight from the leadoff spot. Junior Tillian has had a nice series. He had three hits yesterday. And will bat second and play shortstop again. Omar De Los Santos is in left field. He hits third. He's had a quiet series, except for his first pitch swinging home run on Tuesday. He's in left. Stanley Consueger is the DH batting cleanup. William Lugo will hit fifth and play first. Carlos Dominguez, who hit his 12th home run yesterday to tie for the league lead, is batting sixth. He's in right field. Justin Guerrero hits seventh. He's at the hot corner. Brady Smith will catch in at eighth. Looks like Brady has a cheering section behind the Mets dugout. You'll hear them tonight. And Jose Rivera bats ninth. He is the second baseman. For Jupiter, Khalil Watson leads off and plays second. Jose Salas will DH in at second. Ian Lewis plays third, bats third. Brady Allen's in right field hitting cleanup. Osiris Johnson bats fifth. He's in center. Christian Rodriguez, the shortstop, hits sixth. Zach Zubia, who had a two-run single and scored the winning run last night, bats seventh. He's at first base. Cameron Barstad makes his first appearance of the series. He will catch and at eighth. And Jorge Caballero bats ninth for the third straight game. He's in left. Caballero has five hits, including a home run in this series. Edgar Sanchez has completed his warm-up session. He has disappeared into the dugout. Should be coming out momentarily. Quite a few of the Hammerheads are getting on the top step, ready to run out. The umpires are waiting. Garrett Griffin calling balls and strikes tonight. We do have the challenge system the rest of the way in this series. So if a pitcher, catcher, batter doesn't like the call, they can challenge it to the automated ball strike system. If they are successful, they get to keep the challenges. Each team has three. And then Nelson Fraley is the base umpire. Looks like the weather is going to hold. Early this afternoon, looking at the future radar, the rain chances were quite high around game time. But now we're looking at about a 15% chance of rain. Partly cloudy, warm. Should be good to go for nine innings tonight. Again, if you missed the earlier part of the pregame show, if this game was supposed to be at Clover Park, no chance. We would have already been home by now. Horrible weather at Clover Park. Right around 3 o'clock, field was flooded. Lightning, thunder lasted a long time. Still raining up there. Quite a different story 40 minutes down the road. Hammerheads are taking the field, which means the pregame show is in the books. when we return to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We will have first pitch, game three of this six-game series between St. Lucie and the Hammerheads.
So hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye-bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. Rainier ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets. Urania, the walk-off RBI single, and they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball deep left field, going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run!
It's go time for the Mets and the Hammerheads. And for the St. Lucie Mets, game number 15 this season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. They're home away from home. Now the Mets are 20-3 in their real home at Clover Park. They are an even 7-7 here against Jupiter. Jupiter also leads the season series 5-3, the only team that has a winning record against the Mets so far in 2022. Mets going back to the jerseys they won in on Tuesday, the road grays, St. Lucie in blue across the front, blue numbers on the front and back, everything trimmed in orange, Hammerheads sticking with the home whites, Hammerheads across the front in black, black numbers on the back outlined in orange, black cap with the J in the shape of a fish hook. I should say a fish hook in the shape of a J. The angry hammerhead shark. Good look for the Marlins affiliate. Edgar Sanchez throwing his final few warm-up pitches on the mound. Six shutout innings against the Mets back on April 20th. We'll see who he has tonight. Luis Palacios, last night starter for Jupiter, he had a good track record against the Mets. Had shut the Mets, ended up getting four runs against him in the sixth and seventh. Bus driver Ed making his way up the steps. Good to see that Ed's okay. Fell down the bus steps earlier, but caught himself. If he had hurt himself, Victor Burgos was going to offer to drive the bus. Thank God it hasn't come to that. First pitch on the way, and it's foul tipped by Ramirez, and we are underway. First pitch, 6:34. 88 degrees and mostly cloudy in Jupiter tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Pitch is inside. Yeah, bus driver Ed had to overcome the weather on the drive up. Standing out in the rain, getting all the stuff on the bus, and then he almost fell down the steps as Ramirez grounds to third. Low throw, but caught on the fly by Zubia. Lewis makes the play. One out in the inning. Now bus driver Ed ambles up the steps in front of the booth here, plops himself down in the last row. I've asked Ed many times over the years, including 2 days ago, to come on the broadcast. He said no. He says no every time. I ask why, and he said he'll say something that will get him into trouble. Here's Junior Tillian bouncing one out to the second baseman. Watson throws to first for the out. Watson did not get that cleanly. Bounced off his chest, but he makes the play. Two down. Omar De Los Santos coming up. I told Ed, what could you possibly say that can get you into trouble? And I've done these games by myself for 8 straight years, over 130 games every year. This ball, curveball, hits Omar De Los Santos in the helmet as he tries to duck underneath. Omar pops up onto his knee, but Grace and Robbie will go take a look. A slip of the fingers on the curveball from Sanchez. Omar could not duck underneath it in time. Right off the helmet, deflected off towards the on-deck circle. He will stay in the game. More of a glancing blow than a direct shot, but still scary. Speedily down to first. He gets checked out. Would not expect him to stay on first base for very long. I ask Ed, what could you possibly say to get you in trouble? I haven't gotten in trouble in all my years doing this. De Los Santos running. Pitch is a ball. Throw to second base. Not in time. De Los Santos never even slid. Steals second base standing up. A throw from the knees of the catcher. Barstead had no chance. So there it is. Stolen base number 24 in the season for Omar. Alone in second in the league. Only behind Yoshuar Garcia of Clearwater. The danger of putting Omar on first base. He will try to steal third. Swung on a miss. Throw to third base. Not in time. And De Los Santos was sliding in head first and popping up as Lewis came off the base to catch that ball from Barstead. So two stolen bases for Omar. Again, the danger of putting him on base with either a walk or hit by a pitch. He's standing at third base now. Swager swung and missed at that last pitch. Takes this one outside. Two balls and a strike. No score. Two outs. De Los Santos walking down the third base line. Ground ball foul. Out to the left. I don't know what Ed could possibly say to get him in trouble. I would save him if he started going down the wrong path. He said maybe at the end of the year. I don't believe it when I hear it. Breaking ball hit a mile up. Shallow left field. Looks like foul territory. And it's going to be caught, yes, by Caballero, the left fielder. Just inside the line. Foul ground. Swager out. De Los Santos, despite putting on a speed display, stranded at third base and left. Saul Gonzalez making his first start of the season on the other side of the break.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
let's go back to the field.
Saul Gonzalez, his first start for St. Lucie this season, his first start for St. Lucie since September 17th of last year. His first pitch is fouled away by Khalil Watson. Gonzalez didn't fare too well with the Mets last year in his brief outing, but he already looks like a throwing harder, throwing more strikes, although this one goes all the way to the backstop inside. Ball and a strike on Watson, top prospect for Miami, their first-round draft pick last summer. Fastball swung through and missed. Watson yesterday, tough day from the top spot, 0 for 5 with 3 strikeouts, but back in there again. Gonzalez the 1-2. His fastball up and in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Gonzalez working out of the stretch. Breaking ball. Curve is fouled away. Light crowd on hand here on a thirsty Thursday for Roger Dean Stadium, whether it's Palm Beach Cardinals at home or Jupiter Hammerheads. See some red solo cups around, refillable cups. Fastball for a call, third strike on the outside corner. Sit down, Khalil Watson. Good pitch for Gonzalez. No challenge from Watson. He knew it. Again, the challenge system in place tonight. Each team challenge 3 times, and they keep their challenges when they win. Jose Salas up next, and he takes the ball up and away. No score, 1 out in the bottom of the first. Fastball hit hard and fair past the diving first baseman Lugo. Kicks around in the corner, long chase for Dominguez. Salas is going to try for a triple, and he will make it as it's overthrown by Dominguez. 3-bagger for Salas, an absolute rip shot inside the first base bag. Did not take a nice bounce for Dominguez out there in right field. He had to chase it as it scuttled along the wall. Not a good relay throw either, overthrew 2 defenders. Skipping into Guerrero. So 1 out and a runner on third, and the Mets already be in run prevention mode. They bring the infield in as Ian Lewis bats and grounds one softly to first, picked up in foul ground by Lugo. We'll do it again. A foul strike. Well, how hard was that ball hit for a triple? 103 miles per hour. It was a hard ground ball. Lugo had no chance at it. Usually see ground balls hit that hard. Fly balls and line drives, yes, sometimes, but here's a ground ball to Lugo. Backhand pick will throw home. The tag by Smith in time. And Salas is out at home plate. Good job by Smith there to catch that ball, turn quickly, and make sure that the path for Salas was not an easy one. Salas tried to jump around the tag, but could not, never even sniffed home. Nice play by Lugo, too. The backhanded pick drawn in at first. Set for a good throw and a dart right to home. So 2 down. Lewis on first base. Fielder's choice for him. Brady Allen up. He takes strike 1. And he swings through strike 2. I don't hate the play by Salas. I don't like it either. I mean, running home on contact, basically. He forced a good play to occur for the Mets. And the Mets a pretty good defensive team, last night notwithstanding. But that is a routine play for both Lugo and Smith baseball to execute that, and they did. In hindsight, Salas would have been better holding at third, hoping for a two-out hit from Allen. Here's a ground ball, softly hit out to Tillian. Charges, sets, throws, gets the out. Good pitching from Saul Gonzalez. Good defense from Lugo and Smith. No harm after a one-out triple. We played a scoreless first inning in Jupiter. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
William Lugo, now he will lead off the top of the second in a scoreless game. Edgar Sanchez bends him back with the curveball for strike one. Lugo in yesterday's ballgame 0 for 4 as he takes this curveball outside. Had a hit and two runs Tuesday's 9-6 Mets victory. Sanchez 1-1 fastball, missed inside. On appeal, Lugo went around. I think he held the swing from here. Nelson Fraley said otherwise. 1-2 pitch, fastball down and away. 2-2. Curveball. Got him fishing. Big 12-6 breaker. Lugo swings over the top. Sanchez has his first strikeout. A one down, and Carlos Dominguez comes up. Dominguez a two-run homer yesterday. It's 12th of the season. Takes this pitch inside for ball one. Four of his 12 home runs have come in this ballpark, which I'd say of all the Florida State League ballparks, probably the least friendly for home run hitters. I don't think anything has really deterred the Mets' home run hitting ability this year. And they've hit homers in tough stadiums. They've hit homers in friendly stadiums. They've hit in the center to left to right, opposite field, pulls. This pitch is a strike, and it's quickly one and two. Pitch in the dirt. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball. Dominguez late. Next strikeouts for Sanchez in the top of the second. And Justin Guerrero will hit. Guerrero 0 for 4 yesterday, 2 for 4 couple of runs and an RBI in the opener. He swings and misses at a pitch. The other batter's box and in front of home plate. Fooled, to say the least. Pitch. This is a good breaking ball for a strike. Inside corner. Nothing in two. Fastball. Saw it off. Vera stays alive. Vera's got five home runs. He's driven an 18. A multi-home run game against Daytona last week. Breaking ball swings and misses. The curve again. Edgar Sanchez strikes out the side in the second. Go to the home half. No score between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Cyrus Johnson will lead off for Jupiter in the bottom of the second. No score. And Osiris swings through a breaking ball for strike one. And a fastball outside. One. And he cranks one into left field. That's down and rolling. Quickly over to get it is De Los Santos. The throw to second is awesome. The tag, he's out. De Los Santos shows off that rocket for an arm again. A one-hop strike to second. Rivera getting the tag. And Osiris Johnson trying to dance around it, but is thrown out. Twice now, good throws gotten the Hammerheads out on the bases. One away as Christian Rodriguez comes to the plate. But these two teams have played enough times that the Hammerheads should know that arm of De Los Santos is a weapon. Don't run on it. There's a ball low to Rodriguez. Johnson. De Los Santos using his speed to get to the ball and his arm to get the out at second base, and again it was not close. Ground ball the first, side scooped by Lugo, takes him himself. Three and assisted. Rodriguez is out on the grounder. Two down in the home second. Zach Zubia, the hero for Jupiter last night, takes a strike. Hit a two-run single accounting for half of the runs in regulation for the Hammerheads, and then he scored the winning run. They didn't do much. The lines went foul. He was the free runner on second. He went to third. The first pitch of the bottom of the 10th when a single was hit in the right field, and he scored on a wild pitch to the backstop. Late time called by Zubia. Zubia playing in his 43rd game, hitting 231 in the season. Grounds one right past Lugo. Sharp single in the right field. Lugo with that look like he thought maybe he should have had that, and he just didn't reach far enough. By him quickly. A two-out single by Zubia keeps the bottom of the second inning going. Could be his 28th hit and his 118th at bat. Cam Barstad next. Barstad waits as the first. There's a throw over to first. Zubia is safe. Fastball. Fouled off to the left. Barstad, 26 games, is 16-489, a 180 average. No homers, only seven driven in. Not much of a threat, at least not to this point, as he takes this pitch up high. He's only slugging 281. Gonzalez, 1-1 pitch, gets it by, swinging strike, fastball up in the zone. Time called as Barstad wants to adjust his batting gloves. They'll allow it. Fastball away. 2-2. No score. Two outs, a runner on first. In the home second. This pitch in the dirt, blocked by Smith. Throws to second base. The tag on Zubia. Got him. Now Zubia with the misread. And the bouncer in the dirt. Brady Smith does a nice job to block it right in front of himself. Picks it up. The good throw to second, and for the third time already, the Hammerheads run into an out on the bases. Mets will take it. We are off to the third inning. No score in this one.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. One of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo, the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
leads off, and he grounds the first pitch to third. Throw caught by Zubia from Lewis. One pitch, one out for Edgar Sanchez. And Jose Rivera will bat. Five straight retired by Sanchez. The only Met to reach was De Los Santos, who couldn't duck under a curveball, got hit in the helmet. Breaking ball inside on Rivera. And a check swing, and he went around. Rivera, tough series for him. 0 for 7, but he does have three walks. Takes this pitch inside. 2-1. Nobody on. Top three. Ball up high. And we have a challenge. I thought that was a strike. And the call's upheld. The ball. And Jupiter loses a challenge. They have two left. It's a 3-1 count. Woo! Inside. Yeah, it is 3-1. Now it's ball four. That one breezing right by the face of Jose. Takes his fourth walk of the series. Well, I know you guys can't see it listening at home, but Garrett Griffin, I did not care for his signaling with the challenge call. Motion to both dugouts as this ball's spanked up the middle by Alex Ramirez. Alex has a one-out single, and Rivera speeds up to second. Yeah, it'd be great if the umpire could, you know, signal up here to the press box what the actual decision is, not just bark into the dugouts. They're supposed to. Most umpires are good. It's a safe signal for a ball, and it's a point with the finger for a strike, just like you would if it was a called strike. Here's Tillian with two on and one out, and Tillian grounds one to third. Fair ball down the line. One run is in. That's Rivera. Ramirez sprinting home. He will score. Tillian eases into second with the two-run single. 2-0 Mets in the third, just like that. The Mets had nothing going, really, in the game. And then Rivera draws the walk. Ramirez a single. Tillian a double. Mets can strike in the blink of an eye. And a big series continues for Tillian. It's his sixth hit of the series. Next up, De Los Santos. He takes a pitch outside all the way to the backstop. Tillian will jog down to third base on the wild pitch. Well, Tillian officially in the series, let me read it to you, was 5 for 9, 5 driven in. Now 6 for 11. 7 driven in. There's a ball low. It's 2-0 on De Los Santos. Infield in for the Hammerheads. A bloop foul. This one will land in the seats. Sanchez, 2-1 pitch. Low and away. Good backhanded stop by Barstad. Saves a second wild pitch. Ground ball to third, and that's going to be a fair ball. Throw to first by Lewis. Gets the out. Well, that ball nearly hit Tillian as Junior backtracked to third base. He had to kind of jumped to his left so he wasn't hitting fair territory. Lewis screened most of the way. Picks it clean on the backhand. De Los Santos grounds out. Tillian remains at third base. And Stanley Consuegra bats. Infield backs up. And here's a pitch into the other batter's box that's stopped on a slide by Barstad. He saves a wild pitch again. That's two this inning. 2-0 Mets, two outs. Runner at third base in the top of the third. Pitch is high. Two balls, no strikes. Swager flew out to left field in the first 0-for-1. Floats this ball into shallow right field. Three defenders converging, and it will be caught on the run by Brady Allen, the right fielder. Consuegra flies out to end the inning, but Tillian strikes a two-run single, plating Ramirez and Rivera. Mets have a 2-0 lead in the middle of the third inning. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding in the vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets, Port St. Lucie and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
To those of you on the front lines,
blew right through the break there, didn't I? Cameron Barstad at the plate to start the home third. Saul Gonzalez pitching with the 2-0 lead. There's a pitch for a strike, and we have an appearance by Hamilton R. Head. And the challenge. And the call's overturned. Barstad wins that one. Calculated risk. Jupiter's already lost one challenge today. They win another. So they still have two left. Ground ball up the middle, and it's banged through for a base hit. Barstad already the fourth hit for the Hammerheads through eight batters against Saul Gonzalez. Jorge Caballero at the dish now. Five hits from the nine spot in the first two games. Most productive Jupiter hitter in the series. Fouls one straight back. Curveball. Last inning at the plate for the Hammerheads, they had two hits but only three batters to the plate. That's, you know what that means? That means bad base running. Running into outs on the bases. They did twice. A high fastball. Ill-advised decision for Osiris Johnson to try to stretch a single to a double. And then a misread on a bouncing pitch in the dirt by Zubia, caught stealing. And a late swing and a miss for Caballero, and it's 1-2. I was going to say, we have an appearance by Hamilton R. Head, the Jupiter mascot. He just did like a flip over the railing. The 200 level to the 100 section. That's kind of tumbled right over the top of the rail like he's some sort of gymnast. 2-2 is the count. Ground ball foul. Never off the end of the plate, on the end of the bat. A group of ladies are going to take their picture with Hamilton Arhead. I think he's more interested in taking the picture with them than they were with him. Yeah, they're going back to get the beer refill. Watch yourself there, Hamilton. Swing and a miss. Strike three, sit down Jorge Caballero. A second punch out for Saul. Bookend strikeouts. The leadoff man, Watson, who's up again. And to Caballero, the nine-hitter. One on, one out. In the third, 1-2 Mets. This pitch, changeup, spiked in the dirt. Ball one. Watson now, four strikeouts in two games. Short lead for Barstad. This changeup misses outside. Dallas fastball lifted out of play. Guerrero gives it a look, but that one's into the seats. A race is on for the kids to get to that ball. Filled up a little bit more since first pitch here. Fastball missed a little in. Three balls and a strike. Fastball blooped foul. Not enough air under it for Guerrero. The chase. Full count. Fastball right in there for a called third strike. No challenge for Watson. Strikes out for the second time looking. Back-to-back strikeouts for Saul Gonzalez after the leadoff single. Barstad remains on first base as Jose Salas comes up. Salas ripped the triple in the first. It was thrown out at home trying to score on a ground ball. Curveball. He looks at strike one. Salas, three hits in this series. Single, double, and now a triple. Fouls one off at the plate. And it's 0-2. That clapping you hear on your crowd mic, that's the Brady Smith clan. Not too far off from the microphone. Rooting on the Mets catcher. It's third start catching. Gonzalez. Pitch home. Good stop by Smith. Now, well, Brady caught the one-hit shutout game one on Sunday. His first game as a member of the Mets organization. Not a bad start, right? And he caught the game on Tuesday here. 9-6 win. Not quite as dominant on the mound that night as this ball is fouled off. Although I will say it was really, the Mets had five pitchers that game. Four were dominant. Colina, everybody else, really quite spectacular. Team game, everybody picked up their teammate. Fastball spoiled out to the left. Or it's Main Street here, Abacoa, a little community Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium is tucked into. Gonzalez, the 1-2 pitch again. This time he comes inside and hits Salas on the front foot. And Salas with the slight limp, now shaking it off as he walks down to first. Couldn't jump over the top of it. 2-0 hit by pitch sends Barstad to second base. Now Ian Lewis will bat. Grounded into fielder's choice, 3-2 last time. And before Lewis comes to the plate, we'll have a mound visit. Victor Ramos, Mets pitching coach, heads out as the Mets get activity going in the bullpen. Gonzalo Gonzalez's first start of the season. Trying to get through three innings. The reliever is Ramon Gomez. While we wait for the mound visit to finish up, reminder that tomorrow's game is a noon start. It is camp day at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, water park day. We're taking a walk around the front of the stadium today. They already have the areas fenced off where they're going to put the big inflatables. There'll be hoses inside the stadium. Might have to close the windows. So a quick turnaround after tonight's game. Mound visit over. The batter is Lewis. Smith calls time. He wants to shout out the defense. It's Tilly in the shortstop plays near the second base bag. A looper to left field. De Los Santos on the move. He can't get there. It drops in. Omar kicks it around. Runner being sent home. Here comes Omar's throw to the plate. Smith catches the tag, and he got him. Omar De Los Santos, another outfield assist. And that keeps the Mets in front. Barstad scores, but Salas thrown out at home plate on the rope from Omar De Los Santos. Nice catch and lunging tag by Brady Smith right in the chest as Salas slides over the plates. Four times now, the Mets have thrown out a base runner. We're just in through three innings. 2-1 Mets.
Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Back to the action.
William Lugo leads off the fourth. Mets lead 2-1. Edgar Sanchez's pitch is inside for a ball. Just to recap that last play to end the third, Ian Lewis, the bloop single, drops it from the sky just inside fair territory. Lugo fouls one away straight back for strike two. Omar De Los Santos ran over. It went off of his glove on the bounce, and then he actually kicked it a little bit. And I think it was because of that kick Angel Espada the manager for the Hammerheads, also the third base coach, sent the runner Salas home. That paid off for the Mets as this curveball goes high. As De Los Santos with his big arm was able to recover that ball and throw a frozen rope home. You'd have to believe that if Omar had picked it up cleanly, that Salas would have been held. And was just getting to third base. So the rare boot of the ball that pays off. Omar De Los Santos, two outfield assists today. It's 3-2 on Lugo as he takes one up and in. And then grounds one to third. That's going to be backhanded at short by Rodriguez. The throw on the line and in time. Zubia with the extra reach. Retires Lugo. Good play by Christian Rodriguez deep in the hole. One away. And Dominguez up. Dominguez takes a slider for a strike. So Edgar Sanchez retired four in a row from the end of the first to the start of the third. And then a walk, single, two-run double. Retired three in a row since then. So a mini burst by the Mets, but now Sanchez looks to be back in command. Gets a swing and a miss, make it 0-2. And a ball outside makes it a 1-2. Dominguez struck out swinging in the second. This pitch skipped in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Sanchez, 50 pitches from the windup. Throw is one that's fouled away into the Jupiter dugout. Stays 2-2. There's a slider spiked in the batter's box. Full count. Fastball swung on and missed. Sanchez strikes out Dominguez for the second time. So Dominguez down 0-2, got it 3-2, but strikes out in the end. Four strikeouts for Sanchez, and they're all in the same cluster of Lugo, Dominguez, Guerrero. 5-6-7 in the order. Here is Guerrero, 0-1 with the K. Holds his swing on this slider on a peel, he did not go. Second pitch low. 2-0. Let's lead this game 2-1. In the fourth, fastball hits the outside corner. 2-1. At 3-1. Gomez continues to throw in the Mets bullpen. Saul Gonzalez likely done as this ball's fouled away by Justin to make it a full count. Two pitch. That one's fouled off right at home. Four in a row retired by Edgar Sanchez trying for a game high fifth, and he's got it as Guerrero swings through a high fastball. Five strikeouts for Sanchez through four innings. But the Mets do have the lead, 2-1 halfway through the fourth. We'll see who pitches the bottom half when we return to Jupiter, and we're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
It is indeed Ramon Gomez on the mound for the Mets. As inning, Mets a 2-1 lead. Saul Gonzalez finished after three, giving up 5 hits and 1 run. No walks and 3 strikeouts on 49 pitches, 32 strikes. Now Gomez in the game, and he gets a check swing from Brady Allen on appeal. Brady Allen checked up. So Gonzalez, okay. He faced 12 batters and 5 had hits. That's high. And he really benefited from some great defense. Mets defensively last night left something to be desired, but today not only making the routine play, but making the extraordinary plays. There's the ball fouled away, making the count 2-1 on Allen. Grounded out in the first. Omar De Los Santos, 2 outfield assists, 1 at home, 1 at second. Lugo also throwing out a runner at home. Caught stealing on what looked to be a wild pitch. All adding up to help Gonzalez keep it to 1 run. Fastball for Gomez makes it 2-2. And 2-2 slider swung on and missed. Strike 3, sit down. Brady out. Ramon begins his night with the swinging strikeout. This was the site of Gomez's first game of the season with St. Lucie. Started the year on the complex side, came over early May and pitched against Palm Beach. Pitched a good inning as this ball sliced to right field by Osiris Johnson, caught over the shoulder by Dominguez. One pitch, one out. Second out of the inning. And Ramon pitched 2 scoreless innings May 3rd in a win over Palm Beach. Then later that week against the Cardinals, suffered his worst outing by far. 2 innings, giving up 5 runs. Came in with the 2, and that was the final score. And he looked like he was quite flustered on the mound that day. 5 hits and 2 walks plus a home run. But it's been really good since, only 1 run against him since. This pitch is inside on Rodriguez. Ball and a strike. Last pitch in game 2 on Sunday against Daytona. Scoreless inning. Part of the Mets' 5-1 win. hard thrower. As this pitch is low, a changeup. Still don't understand how they have these two brand new beautiful video boards here. They can't find a spot for speed of pitch on there. There's a half swing and a miss. Strike two. Fly ball, deep left field. Back in the corner is De Los Santos, reaches up. Did he make that catch? Oh, he did! Disappearing into the corner. Omar De Los Santos in foul ground. Makes the running catch into the wall. Stays upright. What a game he is having in left field. My goodness. Two outfield assists and a spectacular running catch to end that at bat. From Rodriguez, a 1-2-3 start. And this relief appearance for Ramon Gomez. Mets will take their 2-1 lead to the fifth.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
The world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
Brady Smith leads off, takes a fastball high and tight from Edgar Sanchez, who has retired a game-high five batters in a row. Pitches into the fifth here. Smith crushes one foul. Nearly took out his manager in the third base coach's box. A little quick. Also, Sanchez got that fastball in enough. Smith couldn't straighten it out. Sanchez, this pitch is flown the other way fair. Backing up is Allen, and he will make the catch with plenty of space to spare. Six straight retired now by Sanchez as Brady Smith is 0-4-2. And we come to Jose Rivera, who has one of the key bats in this game, took a walk, started the Mets' two-run rally, came around to score on the Tillian double. Curveball for a strike. So Tillian had the two-run double in the third. Lewis, the RBI single in the bottom half to make it 2-1. The trail runner being thrown out at the plate to keep the Mets in the lead. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Sanchez will run it halfway, and then the line drive underhand flip to Zubia for the out. Two up, two down. Seven in a row retired. Alex essentially benched for three straight games. He's returned to the lineup and is 1-for-2 with the single and a run. And he flies this one deep left field. And it looks like the ballpark will hold. Two are there near collision. Osiris Johnson makes the catch on the warning track. Nearly ran into left fielder Caballero. Ramirez gives one a ride, but is out number three. Back-to-back perfect innings for Sanchez. He looks pretty good outside that one Tillian hit. We're at the halfway point tonight. Mets lead the Hammerheads 2-1 on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Ramon Gomez facing Zach Zubia to start the home fifth and starts him with a backdoor slider for a strike. Now, no active radar gun on the video board, but between innings took a look at the pitch-by-pitch for Ramon Gomez as he throws this slider down and away. In the fourth inning, Gomez hit 98 twice and topped out at 99. So he is bringing the gas this evening. Swing and a miss on a fastball. It's 1-2. Guys that throw a 99 don't just fall off trees. The Mets will nurse that arm carefully. Slider low. Makes it 2-2. Fastball got him swinging. Zubia goes after the high heat. Strikes out. So Gomez, after throwing a couple of sliders that weren't necessarily sharp, says, forget it, we're just going to go right back to the fastball. When you're 99 and 98, you can afford to, you know, fiddle around with the breaking pitch, see if it works, and if it doesn't, say, okay, we'll just go right back to the fastball. Good luck. There's Barstad, singled and scored last time up. He checks his swing on this low pitch. Mets lead this game 2-1. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the fifth. Series tied at a game apiece. Took Jupiter 10 innings to end the Mets' seven-game winning streak last night. As this ball's fouled off, that ended the Mets' hopes of a season-high eight-game winning streak, tying their season high. They've already had now three separate win streaks of at least seven. Trying to start a new one tonight. Pitch that's foul tip for strike two. Mets 35-17 on the year. Also last night was a chance to get to a remarkable 20 games over 500. Couldn't quite do it. One, two on Barstad. Slider down and in. Barstad lays off. Two balls, two strikes. as winds and fires. Fastball, and that one's ripped into right field for a base hit. Now Barstad came in hitting a .180 and is now 2-4-2 from the eighth spot. Four in a row retired by Gomez to start his night. Now deals with the base runner as Caballero bats 0-for-1 at the strikeout from the nine spot. Mets lead Jupiter by 7.5 games in the East Division with 13 to play in the first half. The other two teams in the division, Palm Beach, Daytona, way back and eliminated. So this pitch is swung on and missed. Mets came into this series needing to win 4 out of 6 to clinch here. As this pitch is low. 1-1, so they have to win 3 of the next 4. So the earliest they could wrap up the division title in the first half is Saturday. Jupiter trying to push that off as far as possible. Fastball for a strike on the outside corner. 1 fan doesn't like that call. Fans can't challenge a pitch. Maybe in one of those Savannah Banana games. You don't know what I'm talking about, the Savannah Bananas. Look it up. Kind of the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. One-two slider, just missed. A 2-2, ball fouled right back. I think in one of those Savannah Bananas promotions, I mean, they're pulling celebrities from the stands to pitch, but I do know if a fan catches a ball, foul ball, and the batter's out. Let's get nuts. It's a way to keep people engaged and off their phones in the seats. 2-2 pitch, slider high, and it's a full count. I wonder if Gomez, with as hard as he was throwing last inning, might be running out of gas here. A 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed up high. Strike 3, sit down Jorge Caballero. Certainly ball 4, just too tempted with the high heat. Third strikeout for Gomez. Now we will face Khalil Watson, who has already struck out twice tonight and now 5 consecutive times in this series. It's not getting easier against the flamethrower Gomez. First pitch outside, ball 1. Remember how the inning went in the third? A leadoff single by Barstad, then back-to-back strikeouts, but Barstad ended up scoring anyways after hit by a pitch and a single. So, even though he's on first, Gomez has work to do as he gets a swing and 1. Ball down and in. 2 balls and a strike. Mets lead this game 2-1. Both teams scoring all the runs in the third inning. Slider fouled off to make it 2-2. Gomez set, 2-2 pitch, ball 3 away, pops out of the mitt of Brady Smith going halfway down the third base line. Barstad advances to second base. This will be a pass ball. interesting that the Mets have Daniel Juarez warming up in the bullpen. Juarez pitched Tuesday. It'll be a quick turnaround for him. I mean, nobody at this level is pitching back-to-back days. Very rare to see somebody pitch 2 out of 3. That's the direction we are headed in. Full count as Gomez tries to finish off Watson. Go high fastball again. And he goes low fastball. Watson fouls it away off the tarp. Tying run on second. Gomez steps off. A reset. Step off number one of the at-bat. Two pitch, fastball, called third strike on the outside corner. Third time tonight, Khalil Watson has taken a called third strike. He has now struck out 6 consecutive times in this series. Ramon Gomez, 3 outs in the inning, all strikeouts, works around the single and the pass ball, keeps the Mets in the lead 2-1 after 5 innings.
Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following @St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
We're in the 6th inning, moving right along here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Game. Third time through the lineup now for Edgar Sanchez. He's done extremely well. This is the 2-run single from Tillian, who's at the plate now. Remember, it was yesterday, third time through the order, the Mets got to Palacios, who had done well against them. So let's see if the Mets, third time around, can get to Sanchez. Tillian 1-for-2 with that 2-run double. He flies one to left right away, and it's stabbed by Caballero for the out. Remember, Ramirez, the leadoff hitter, his third time against Sanchez, flew one out to the track. Now Tillian smokes one for an out, so Mets hitting the ball hard, but it's not catching the breaks third time through. De Los Santos up, hit by a pitch and a ground out for Omar. Nearly hit by this pitch. Big smile. Gets out of the way. Interesting note that the Mets don't have Juarez warming up anymore in the bullpen. It's Levi David. I wonder if that was because after Khalil Watson, there were 2 switch hitters. And if you bring in Juarez, that forces them to turn around and bat right-handed. That would have been just to finish out that inning. There's a pitch outside for a ball. It's challenged and lost by the Hammerheads. They're down to 1. Bad challenge. It was off the plate, clearly, as this pitch is over for a strike. It made the count 3-0. Well, you know, maybe not, because you don't want to walk De Los Santos because you know he's going to be on third base. There's a pitch inside for a ball, and they're not going to challenge that one, not with one left. They will have to just accept it. And they wasted the challenge on the wrong pitch. You can tell the Hammerheads, the way they reacted on the mound and the catcher, Barstad, they wanted to pitch for a strike, a challenge, but no. So De Los Santos is at first. How long will he be there? He's already stolen two bases today. He's leaning. Long pause. He doesn't go. Pitches down and away. Barstad caught that pitch down and away, but almost while standing up. He's ready to jump out of his crouch. As time's called. You know Barstad, as soon as it was ball four, is like, you got to be kidding me. I really got to deal with this guy on the bases again. Omar, two very easy steals of second and third when he got on base in the first inning. I'm surprised there wasn't a throw over by Sanchez, but he did hold for a long time. Pickoff throw. Omar safe. He didn't get a very big lead. I think he sensed the pickoff throw is coming. And again, Barstad's in that crouch, but he's in the high crouch, almost like he's ready to burst out as soon as the pitch is being delivered. De Los Santos running. Pitch is swung on a miss. Throw is high. Watson jumps up just to save it from going to the center field, and he's upended as he lands on Omar, who steals his third base of the night. Another one that was not close at all. One out, stolen base. You know Omar wants to get the third with one out. Now how long will he wait? The pitch to Consueger was swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Watson, the second baseman, trying to play close to second. Omar's creeping. And a spin and no throw on the look back by Sanchez. Omar creeping, not running. And Swager fouls it off into the Jupiter dugout. 0-2. Good thing he didn't go. He saved himself the energy. The ball fouled off. Mets lead 2-1. In the sixth, De Los Santos starts and stops. Pitches a curveball high. Barstad pops out of his crouch again as he makes the catch. Two and two. De Los Santos starts and stops again as this pitch is low for ball three. He's such a distraction out there. You got the pitcher and the catcher both trying to one eye, you know, get the ball over the plate with the other one paying attention to the runner. De Los Santos trying to steal. It's a ball outside. Throw to third base. Safe. Closer this time, but Barstad to the wide side of third. A long drag for Lewis to catch and bring it across. De Los Santos has just stolen his fourth base of the night. Pitch was a ball, by the way. That's a walk. So Consueger's down to first. Omar De Los Santos with a new season high of four stolen bases. He had gotten three before. Somebody's going to look at the box score right now and say Omar De Los Santos is 0-1 with four stolen bases. That's what happens when you hit him and you walk him. It's a terrible price to pay for a pitcher. And Sanchez is paying that right now. And it's a close game, and it's 2-1. So these really matter, not just for the stats, but the opportunity for the Mets to get a key run here as William Lugo will bat. Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach, just wrapped up a mound visit. And here's Lugo, who is 0-2 tonight. strikeout and a ground out. That's, would like to avoid either of those. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Sanchez, this pitch low and away. Well, would the Mets put on a double steal? Have Consueger go steal second and let Omar try to steal home on a throw down to second? They'd both have to be safe for it to be the double steal. Well, there goes Consueger, pitches in the dirt, and no throw comes from Barstad. He did all he had to just to block it and keep a wild pitch from occurring. Well, Consueger up to second base. That takes the double play out of order. Jupiter might think about playing this different defensively. Now they're going to still play back. There's a pitch that's down and away for ball three. There's nobody warming up in the bullpen, as Sanchez is in danger of walking three consecutive batters. Carlos Dominguez is on deck. The 3-1, Lugo takes up and in for ball four. So it is three consecutive walks to De Los Santos, Consueger, and Lugo. Mets have loaded the bases, and now Sandy Crum, the trainer, is heading out to the mound. The dugout noticed maybe something physically wrong with Edgar Sanchez, the manager coming out as well, Angel Espada. You figure that it will be a surprise if he throws one more pitch in this game now. Three straight walks plus a training visit. Doesn't exactly spell confidence in him staying in the game. And yeah, he's walking off, and he's walking off with a limp. And he appears to have tweaked something. It's the right leg. Edgar Sanchez exits the game with an injury. And a pitcher who was standing in the bullpen but not warming up will come in, guessing that he will be given as much time. Game when we come back, new pitcher, ice cold, bases loaded, one out. Mets trying to extend their lead. It's 2-1.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco-free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco-free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Yoelin Quiñones is the new pitcher for Jupiter. And given plenty of time here, they've turned off the clock, which comes on for pitching changes with 2 minutes and 15 seconds. And Quiñones was standing in the bullpen but had not yet started throwing. Mets have faced him before, twice here on the 20th of April and the 24th of April, combining for 2 1/3 scoreless innings with just one hit, no walks, and 2 strikeouts, but not that great. 12 relief appearances, a 5.19 ERA. Does have 2 saves, but 10 earned runs and 21 hits in 17 innings. Only 4 walks. He's going to throw strikes, and that's really what Jupiter needs right now after three consecutive walks issued by Sanchez. Dominguez will bat. He has struck out twice tonight. Mets lead 2-1 in the sixth. Big opportunity here. Get them loaded up and one down. Quiñones set for the first pitch, and it's a slider for a strike. De Los Santos walked, stole second and third. Swager walked, stole second, and then Lugo walked. So there are your runners. Swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. Time called. Not sure by who. And what gate is opened down in left field. And these umpires, they don't let play continue with gates open in the field of play. They can spot them. And Dominguez work to do. Two strikeouts and already in an 0-2 hole. Quiñones' pitch is fouled away, and that one, like it might have clipped the catcher Barstab, but he's okay. Mets only have two hits in this game. As Dominguez fouls the pitch off to third. Two hits, but they've drawn four walks. They've had a hit batter. And they've managed to get on base a few times. Quiñones set again for the 0-2, and time called. Looks like by the catcher. That's a step off. Quiñones set for another 0-2, and a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Dominguez strikes out for the third time for the Hammerheads. Second out of the inning, and now Guerrero will look to pick up his teammate, get a hit, and not waste this golden opportunity for the Mets. Guerrero has already struck out twice tonight. Quiñones' first pitch, a slider away, and a swing and a miss. Slider right down the middle, taken. Guerrero has swung at and taken the wrong pitch. It's 0-2. Quiñones' pitch is high. De Los Santos speeding down the line as the pitch is being delivered, maybe hoping to draw a balk or force a wild pitch. A 1-2, Guerrero, line drive, base hit in the left field. That's going to roll for a while. It might clear the bases. De Los Santos is in. Consuegra's in. Here comes the third run. Guerrero's going to keep going. He's going to score. It's going to be an inside-the-park home run as a ball gets wedged out in left field. The umpire, Nelson Fraley, going to see if this is going to be ruled a ball or not. Two bases is the call. Caballero threw his hands up as that ball wedged under the wall in left field. Did not pick it up. Guerrero never stopped running. So instead of an inside the park grand slam, the umpire sped out there to see if it was indeed a dead ball wedged under the padding. And Nelson Fraley says it is. Well, not only does Guerrero have to go back, but so does Lugo. Not the inside the park grand slam. That would have been something. But a two-run double by Guerrero. A ground rule double. And Smith will take a slider out. So Justin Guerrero, down 0-2 in the count, gets a pitch to hit with the 1-2 count. Quiñones throws one high to Smith. It's 2-0. No, the Mets did not argue that. Ball wedged in the wall. But that sure was exciting, waiting for the umpire to go out there and make the ruling, right? It's a calculated risk by the left fielder as this pitch is high for ball three. I mean, He could easily have picked that ball up, dug it out of there, and thrown it back to the infield. Would have been a three-run double if he had done that. And if the umpire goes the other way with it, it would have been four runs. Instead, it's two. Smith takes a ball outside, a four-pitch walk. So Quiñones with the free pass, just his fifth of the year. Reloads the bases as Rivera comes to the plate. Again, Jupiter down to one last challenge just in the top of the sixth, so they weren't going to waste one there. Rivera 0 for 1 today. Grounds one to third. Missed by the third baseman, but the shortstop backs it up. Throw trickles away from Zubia. And another run scores. Lugo comes in to make it 5-1. So Lewis could not lunge for it at third base, backed up by Rodriguez, who had a low throw, and Zubia could not dig it out. See what the scoring decision is, but Lugo scores on the play. And Zubia picks it, the inning's over. And the base is loaded again for Ramirez. Three runs with two outs in the inning for the Mets. Ramirez taps one foul. This is going to be ruled an infield hit. So Jose with the RBI single. Time called as a bullpen ball from Levi David gets away. And the bullpens are just inside the foul lines. So misfire goes all the way behind home plate. Ramirez, the ninth man of the inning to bat, and Alex checks his swing on a pitch in the dirt. He's 1-for-3 and has returned to action with a single, a run, and a fly out to the warning track. Been a good inning for the Mets. All three of those walks consecutively by Sanchez have come in to score. Ramirez takes this pitch for a strike. He would like to challenge. He thought it was outside. And it's a ball. He wins. Garrett Griffin's call overturned. Instead of 1-2, it's 2-1. Ramirez line drive into left field, just off the glove of Lewis. One run is in. Guerrero's coming in. He will score sliding in. Or rather, that's Smith. Guerrero's already in. A two-run knock for Alex Ramirez to make it 7-1 Mets. A five-run inning. Ramirez gets just enough wood on it to get it past Lewis. Got a piece off the end of the glove. A two-run single. Ramirez 2-for-4. Now a run scored and two driven in. And his return. All five runs for the Mets coming with two outs in the inning. As Tillian, who started this inning, turns to the plate. He takes the slider away. And we have a challenge. And it's a strike. So Tillian loses that one. That's down to two challenges. Here's a pitch that trickles away from Barstad. It was wide. Rivera down to third, takes a wide turn around the bag, but goes back. Ramirez up to second. So two in scoring position for Tillian. Already has seven runs driven in the series. Two more ducks out there on the pond for him. And he foul tips this pitch for strike three. Inning over. The Mets send 10 to the plate. They score 5 runs, all with 2 outs, and now have a comfortable 7-1 lead in the middle of the sixth. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owners for an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
7-1 Mets. Justin Guerrero, 2-run double. Jose Rivera, infield RBI hit. Alex Mears, 2-run single. All with 2 outs in the 6th inning. So Mets open this game up and now turn it over to Levi David on the mound to face Jose Salas. And a nice appearance by Ramon Gomez, who stands to get the win. Gomez, 2 innings, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Topped out at 99 miles per hour at the heater. Now Levi David throws the ball to Jose Salas. And one, whoop, way outside. Now, Levi David, when he's on, he's tough. But many times this year, unfortunately, he's been off with the commands. Let's see what he has this evening. Game number 12 out of the bullpen for him, a short IL stint. But it was this curveball low, and he's fallen behind Salas, 3-0. David, a 1-1 record, 1 save and 1 try. 10 innings pitched, only 1 hit, 10 innings. And there's a ball outside, a 4-pitch walk. But he's walked 16, and he's plunked 3. So, batting average against 0.36, but a 1.76 whip. Opposite ends of the spectrum. Now Lewis up, 1-for-2. Wonder how that lengthy delay might have affected Levi David as he was loose and ready to go. For a long time while the Mets scored those 5 runs with 2 outs. And that has set him back as he's now throwing 5 pitches out of the zone. And already the Mets sending the catcher down to the bullpen as he comes inside and throws one to the backstop. Thought it was going to be a hit by pitch, and it might be. It is. So he hits Lewis in the foot. It's hard to tell if it hit him or not. And making a beeline to the mound is Victor Ramos. So 6 pitches for Levi David, no strikes, and already 2 on base. And the fastest way to bring Jupiter back into the game here is with walks and hit batters. And that's exactly what is occurring. While this mound visit is taking place, let's look at scores from around the Florida State League. Of course, the Mets, their 7.5 game division lead, facing their opponent, the only opponent that has a chance to catch them, so really none of the other scores around the league matter, but we'll go through them anyways. Dunedin leads Lakeland 7-2 in the top of the 6th in Dunedin. Tampa's beating Palm Beach 3-0 in the top of the 7th. In Tampa, Those two played a wild doubleheader yesterday with Tampa winning game one 13-3. And then Palm Beach shutting out Tampa 7-0 in the game two. So Tampa scored all their runs first game, apparently, saved none for the second. Bradenton's beating Clearwater 3-0 in the bottom of the sixth. And Daytona's up 5-2 in the fifth inning at home against Fort Myers. Fort Myers trying to close out the West Division this weekend. As this pitch is a strike to Brady Allen after the mound visit. That was a long visit for Victor. Basically made the home plate umpire, Garrett Griffin, chase him out of there. Fastball missed away. Well, this is still Lewis, so they didn't say hit by a pitch. So it's 3-1. Pitch is inside. Now it's ball four. So they decided that Lewis wasn't hit by the pitch, sent him back to the plate, ends up drawing the walk three pitches later. So now it's first and second, and Brady Allen will hit. Allen 0 for 2, takes the ball inside. David wants to challenge that pitch, and he wins it. He had been sick and tired of not throwing a strike, and he said, I threw a good one. I'd like to challenge that. And that's 2 out of 3 now in challenges. They retain 2. It's a fly ball out of play, and now David works ahead. A ball and 2 strikes. Fastball driven into center field deep. Ramirez on the move. He's caught up to it. Makes the catch. Tagging and going to third base is Salas. One out. And now runners are at the corners as David gets a much needed out. 3 more strikes in that at bat. Good to see. Now Osiris Johnson will come up. Mets have got Daniel Juarez warming up again in the bullpen. Tap. Seven-1 Mets. Runners at the corners in the bottom of the sixth. One down. The game has really slowed down with all the walks. As this pitch is thrown to the backstop. David's trying to cover home plate, but no throw from Brady Smith. Salas is already there. A wild pitch scores Jupiter's second run, making it 7-2. Ian Lewis up to second base. Here's a check swing put in play, and that's going to be caught on the run by Lugo at first base into foul territory. Looked like a tight end going over the middle, catching a high arcing pass. Runs right underneath it. Call that a line out in foul ground for the second out of the inning. Cyrus Johnson didn't mean to put the ball in play, didn't mean to swing, but that's an out. And here's a curveball in the dirt to Rodriguez. So all told, David's got a chance to get out of this with just one run on a wild pitch. Attempting to get the Mets up by 5. It's 7-2. Rodriguez is grounded out and flown out. And he looks at this pitch for a strike. There's a pitch that gets away from Smith, another wild one. And Ian Lewis will go down to third base. Here's a pitch outside, good snag. Curveball that didn't curve. Smith saves another potential wild pitch. 2-2. Curveball outside. Full count. Awara is in the bullpen. Stop throwing, he's ready. David's 3-2 pitch. Line drive on the ground. Picked up by Tillian. The shortstop playing right over second. Throws to first and gets the out. No one run. No hits. No errors. One stranded. Wasn't pretty, but Levi David gets through the sixth with minimal damage. Good inning for the Mets overall. They outscored Jupiter 5-1 in the sixth. Lead at 7-2 heading to the seventh. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Omar De Los Santos leads off for the Mets. A wild stat line for Omar, 0-1 with 4 stolen bases. As he fouls one away. Well, hit by a pitch. And walked, and both times he went on to steal second and third. It's up to 27 steals on the season now, second in the league. Looking to get on with the hit. Yoelin Quiñones continues to pitch. Was not very effective out of the bullpen last inning. Picks up this comebacker, tapped to him, and he throws De Los Santos out. First out of the top of the seventh. Mets lead the game 7-2. Two runs in the third inning and a 5 spot in the sixth. Stanley Consuegra 0-2 with the walk and a run. Flies one deep center field. Long run for Osiris Johnson. It's going to be over his head, bouncing off the warning track and up off the wall. Consuegra's digging for third. Here comes the throw by Johnson, and it's up the line, and Stanley Consuegra is on third base with a one-out triple. Rounding third base and taking a look back to see how far offline it was to Lewis. Stanley sends the triple out of the box. Johnson with a really far throw. Long way to go, but it's a long way to throw it accurately, which he did not. Big time hit there for Consuegra. his second triple of the season. Infield in as William Lugo bats, and he will swing through a fastball for strike one. Lugo today, strikeout, ground out, a walk, and a run. Infield in as Lugo takes this ball in the dirt, blocked up the third base line by Barstad. Mets only had two hits through the first five innings. Now four hits in the last two. As time is called, as Barstad needs a moment. That ball, when a block clipped him somewhere on the arm, it looks like. He's okay. Just needs a sec. Time called late. By who? Well, the umpire. He saw another ball from the Mets bullpen skip away. I think, you know, I don't know what's going to happen at Clover Park, but I'm about done with the bullpens on the field side of play. I know Buck Showalter's not a fan. He was not in spring training. Here's a pitch in the dirt. And when in spring training, when relief pitchers were warming up for the Mets, they were not warming up in the Mets bullpen in foul territory. They were warming up on what they called the 10-pack outside of the gate. All those new mounds that were put in with the renovation outside the weight room. There's a swing and a miss by Lugo, and it's 2-2. So the many things that Buck, during the lockout, was around Clover Park, he got to walk around and take a look at, did not like that. So I wonder if that will be the end of those for the New York Mets. And if they are, that's the end for the St. Lucie Mets as well. Here's a hard ground ball foul. But I like the Dunedin bullpens were good. You know, out behind left field and right field. You could see through them. Same in Tampa, down the left field line, but in foul ground. Over the wall. There's a slider away. One of the good things, though, about the bullpens being in foul territory is that you got relievers down there who can collect these foul balls. That spares the corner outfielders. Lugo ground ball under the mitt of the shortstop Rodriguez into left field. Consuegra scores, and it's 8-2 Mets. Rodriguez took his eye off the ball, was watching Consuegra at third base, trying to catch it and throw before he had the ball. And hit too hard to lose concentration. So a hit for Lugo. Hit struck well, and with the infield drawn in, was a tough backhanded pick. One I'm sure Rodriguez will tell you he should have made, but not deemed ordinary effort. So the Mets offense has come to life in the last two innings. They made hay in the sixth and seventh yesterday as well. That's where they scored all four of their runs. And Lugo with his first hit of the game. And now Dominguez, who is trying to avoid the golden sombrero. And he swings violently and misses for strike one. Dominguez strikeouts in the second, fourth, and sixth innings. Blocked. Quiñones might not be much more longer for this game. Jupiter, another reliever warming up. Quiñones only at one full inning. He's throwing 33 pitches to get those three outs. Pitch is high, two balls and a strike. Final line for Edgar Sanchez, the Jupiter starter. 5 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 5 runs, all earned. He walked 4, and all 4 of those walks scored on him. Good for the Mets to make him pay. He struck out 5. Dominguez rolls 1 foul up the third base line. Sanchez threw 84 pitches, but only 44 strikes. So a good track record against the Mets coming in. Pitched well through the first five innings, but again, that third time through the order. Mets are a tough bunch. Pop up into shallow center. Cyrus Johnson charging in, losing his cap, makes the catch, reaching out to his left. Dominguez is out. Avoids the golden sombrero. Two down. Lugo stays at first. Guerrera's up. Probably the most important at-bat of the game for the Mets. Leading 2-1, two outs, bases loaded. Cracked a two-run double. Went all the way to the wall in left field. Submerged under the padding. The Mets would score three more times in the inning. But he makes an out there, and he was down 0-2. Stays a 2-1 game. Jupiter did score a run in the bottom of that sixth. He takes a backup slider for a strike. Swings and misses this slider down and in. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Gerd down on strikes. Inning over. Swager triples and Lugo drives him in. Mets have an 8-2 lead at the seventh inning stretch.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Daniel Juarez on the mound for the Mets. He has thrown four consecutive perfect innings. How long can he keep it going? One of those innings was on Tuesday. Prior outing, he had three perfect innings. So pitching for the second time in 3 days, this is a new challenge for him. Face the bottom of the order. Mets lead 8-2. Zubia has singled and struck out. And Juarez throws a ball low. So a rocky sixth inning for Levi David, but he gets through it hitless. Still crazy. He's only going to have one hit on the season. So all the walks actually might help him in that category. I mean, if he doesn't know where it's going, neither does the batter. They're just as confused at what's going to be coming as much as anybody else. Inning, hitless, one run earned. Two walks, no strikeouts. A couple of wild pitches. David threw 21 pitches, just nine strikes. Here's a line into center field. Ramirez tracing back. He's got it, reaching up high over his head. Zubi is out. Well, I will say, Alex Ramirez tonight, he's caught a few fly balls. He doesn't look as lackadaisical catching them as he usually does. He seems a little more zoned in. And he's very casual about the way he plays defense. He doesn't miss catches. He doesn't make errors. But the way he catches them, I mean, that's just not going to fly as he goes up the ranks. Certainly, you know, the big dog managing the New York Mets will absolutely not go for that. So he's got to continue to play that way like he just did. He wants to stay in this lineup and eventually move on up. Here's a ground ball fouled off by Barstad, who's 2-for-2 in the 8th spot tonight. A couple of singles and one of the two Jupiter runs. On the appeal, Mets want the call. Don't get it. Ball and a strike. 8-2 St. Lucie. One out, nobody on base in the bottom of the 7th. Juarez throws one that's fouled back. This game, the reverse of games on Tuesday and yesterday, was kind of a slog out of the gate and then picked up in middle innings and late. Today we were flying right along, but now it's bogged down here in the 6th and 7th as time's called. Not fast enough. Juarez tried to step off, but the clock expired on him. Umpire Garrett Griffin said, no, you're going to be dinged with the auto ball. That means it's a full count. Payoff pitch to Barstad. Grounds it to first base and past Lugo. So a single, and that will spoil a bid for a 5th straight perfect inning for Juarez. Barstad 3-for-3. Again, worth noting that he came in hitting 180. Could be his real-time average here in a moment once it reflects in the box score. That should get him over 200, the Mendoza line. Pitch is called a ball. Mets want to challenge that, and they've lost. So Mets have won 2 challenges, lost 2 challenges. They are down to 1 remaining the rest of the game. Use it wisely. Ground ball foul into the Jupiter bullpen. Both teams down to 1 last challenge. We've had now 7 total challenges. Garrett Griffin's strike zone, and he has been correct 4 of the 7 times. Should keep umpire stats. So, as this ball is fouled off the roof. And some lady is climbing over seats to get to that ball. She got it. No one else was going for it. She could have walked past down the row, up the stairs, and got that ball. And clambered over. There's a swing and a miss. Strike 3, sit down, Jorge Caballero. I believe she's part of the Brady Smith crew. And Brady would give her a ball, I'm sure. Well, Caballero, after 5 hits in the first 2 games, has struck out 3 times tonight in the 9th spot. Back to the top spot, Cleo Watson. He has struck out 3 times tonight. Caballero all 3 times swinging. Watson all 3 times looking. Well, that is a strange one. A strikeout 3 times looking in a game. Very odd. He takes the ball outside. He has struck out 6 straight times, the final 3 times last night, all swinging, by the way. So maybe a little lost tonight. He takes this pitch low. It's 2-0. Juarez gets this lefty-lefty matchup. Might be wasting it. Pop-up foul. Well, the fans want this one too. Roof ball. Well, I heard it land on the roof, and I don't think this one's rolling back down. Two balls and a strike, two outs. In the seventh, Mets lead 8-2. Juarez's pitch, a broken bat flare. It will be over the head of Rivera into right field. And the Mets second baseman backing into right with the leap when it clears his head. And Cleo Watson snaps the strikeout streak, maybe snapped his bat as well. Sounded like he might have broke it. But he winds up with a hit. Barstad makes his way up to second base. First and second, two down for Salas. Switch hitter will bat right-handed. He's not been retired tonight. He takes the ball high. Triple in the first, plunked in the third, and walked and scored in the sixth. A good on-base night for him. Fastball at the knees for a strike. One and one. Pitch on the corner, called the strike. One and two. Juarez holding his mitt to his mouth, muttering something, delivers the 1-2 pitch, gets a swing and a miss on a fastball. Strikes out Salas. Wasn't a perfect inning, but it was a scoreless inning. Gotten used to that from Daniel Juarez. Another good one. Pitching for the second time in 3 days. Puts up a zero in the seventh. We go to the eighth. Mets in front 8-2 at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Best tailgate, brisket.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
Third pitcher of the night on the mound for the Hammerheads, Luarbert Arias, replacing Yoelin Quiñones. Jupiter's got some names, don't they? Yoelin and Luarbert. Well, Quiñones, inning in two-thirds, five hits, three runs earned, a walk in, three strikeouts, also allowed three inherited runs. Tough night for him. Now Arias pitches in the eighth. For the Mets, it will be Smith, Rivera, and back to the top in Ramirez. Mets lead 8-2. They've led since the second, or the third inning, rather, as this pitch goes high to Smith, who is 0-2 with the walk and a run. Slider down and away from Arias. Arias pitching in his 12th game. He's 1-0. 3.79 ERA. No save opportunities. It's a swing and a miss on a fastball. 19 innings, 13 hits, 8 earned runs. He has walked, struck out 22. Fastball on the outside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mets faced Arias April 22nd. He pitched 2 scoreless innings with no hits and 2 walks. Smith fouls one back. Oh, with my eyes, I spy Mr. Phil. Phil Regan back for a third straight day. Watching the Mets pitching staff from right behind home plate. This ball's fouled off. He's got to like what he has seen from Juarez recently. I know he does because he told me. Get his opinion on Ramon Gomez as Smith strikes out swinging. Route number 1 in the 8th. Ramon Gomez, the 2 scoreless innings with 4 strikeouts and reaching 99 miles per hour. Here's Rivera, productive night for Jose from the 9 spot with a walk, a run, an RBI single. Slider at the top of the zone for strike 1. Mets want to challenge that. Rivera said it was too high. Jose wins. He's the best challenger on the team. And that's down to 1 challenge. They keep it. There's a pitch up. You know, that strike zone, if you didn't hear me a couple of days ago, starting on Tuesday and going for the rest of the season, unless we're notified otherwise, it has shrunk by 1/2 inch each side. You know, the plate, the width of the plate is 17 inches. Rivera takes the ball outside. Well, the ABS strike zone was 21 inches wide. So they gave you 2 inches off each corner. So 17 inches plus 2 on each side. Equals 21 on Arias and a strike called on Rivera. And now it's a full count. Arias payoff pitch. It's a wonky at bat. Taken for a called third strike, and Rivera knew it. 2 up, 2 down, both on strikeouts. You know, in the Pacific Coast League in AAA, the strike zone is 19 inches wide. So they're only giving you 1 inch off each corner as opposed to 1.5 inches. In the Florida State League, and formerly 2 inches off each corner. Ramirez, a big cut. He's 2 for 4. Run and 2 driven in. 0-1 pitch. Ball outside. But here at single A level, yeah, the pitchers need a little bit more. Figure at triple A, you know, it's got to be a little tighter as Ramirez swings him through his pitches, through this pitch. Those guys are much more advanced. They have a better command, so no surprise that it's a tighter strike zone there than here. Ramirez swings and misses at this pitch. He was fooled. Strikes out. Good inning for Luarbert Arias. He strikes out the side. Second time in the game, the Mets have been K'd 3 times in the inning. But they still have 8 runs on 7 hits and an 8-2 lead heading to the home 8th. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Department's going to be taking part in this. help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and leave the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Getting down to the wire here in Jupiter. Mets have a 6-run lead in the eighth. Juarez will pitch another inning. And his first pitch to Ian Lewis, the switch hitter, is low for ball one. Lewis 1-for-2 with the RBI single and a walk tonight. Pops this one up, way up. Brady Smith will shed the mask, turn around. Does Brady have room? No. It's over the netting and one row in. Foul strike. You know the score here for the Mets single A affiliate, 8-2. What about elsewhere in the Mets organization? There is no major league game tonight. Mets got drummed yesterday in San Diego 13-2. And won the first game of that series and lost the next two to lose it. A rare series loss. As this pitch is swung on and missed. And that might just be the second losing series. I know they lost one to Seattle. They might have lost another one somewhere in there, but it's been few and far between. A 1-2 pitch tap back to Juarez. He reaches out, snares it. Bad throw to first. For some reason, he threw a rocket low. Speeding around to third base is Lewis, and he will reach safely with no throw. As Dominguez picks it up, why, what in the world was Daniel Juarez thinking there? And he got the comebacker. He stepped off the side of the mound, cocked to first base for really no reason. He could have run it halfway to first base and flipped underhanded. And as soon as he threw it, he looked on in disbelief, threw his hands up. He wants to know what he did, too. Back on the mound, he spikes the rosin bag. That got a rise out of the crowd. E1. As Lewis is at third base. And here's a breaking ball inside to Brady Allen. Instead of one out, got nobody out and a runner on third. That's still lead 8-2. Know if that's quite a play that opens up the door for a big comeback. Swing and a miss. And it's a ball and a strike. And poor William Lugo at first base. His eyes must have gotten bulged out of his head when he saw Juarez reach that arm back. He's probably like, what is he going to do? And there's a swing and a miss. And some anger in these pitches now. I believe that throw to first base from Juarez did hit Lugo in the mitt, but, I mean, it was ankle high. Lugo really in no position to make a good, clean catch there. 0-2 pitch, and that one's tomahawked into left field for a base hit. Lewis will score to make it 8-3. Mets lead has been cut to 5. RBI single for Allen. That's an unearned run. Cyrus Johnson will come up. Johnson 1-for-3. Takes a slider low. Okay, around the Mets organizational scoreboard, Syracuse taking it on the chin tonight, losing 10-3. Balk is called. Pitch is swung on a miss, but that won't count. Nelson Fraley, the base umpire, 3 balks from that same spot on Tuesday. watching these pitchers like a hawk. Well, this crowd's getting a little rowdy. Those who have stuck around, they've enjoyed the cheap beer tonight and the solo cups. They got a rise out of Juarez's throw to first base. Now DeBock getting vocal again. Line drive out to the mound, dropped by Juarez. He throws to first, gets the out. Johnson is out, holding on second is Allen. So a redo for Juarez. The line drive out to the mound, it hit off the heel of his glove, it looked like, and the glove fell off. Then Juarez ran to the front of the mound, picked the ball up, and then threw to first base. Another hard throw, but low. Good enough, and now the Mets will head out to the mound to see if he's okay. I think he's pointing to that it hit the heel of his glove. So he had a chance to catch it for the line out. Instead, it went off the glove. Maybe that lower palm area hit as well. So Kiyoshi Tada, the trainer, Robbie Robinson, the manager, out to have a look. I'm sure Juarez would have preferred to catch that ball outright. Instead of a line out, it goes down as a ground out. The hard throw to first base this time was more warranted. He had to run off the mound to pick up the drop. One down. Juarez deemed okay to continue. Faced the lefty Rodriguez. First pitch. Fastball outside. Double A action. New Hampshire is down big, or up big, at Binghamton. 9-3. Pitch of a been challenged and won by the Mets. So a ball to a strike. As this pitch is a ball. Mets retain their one. First pitch ball turned to a strike. Next pitch. Ball in the dirt. 2-1. So both double A and triple A getting blasted tonight. Brooklyn losing 2-1. And the Mets might be carrying the day. Pitches up high. 3-1. Now Juarez losing a lefty here. Fastball for a strike. I say Brooklyn's losing. It's just a one-run deficit in the seventh inning. So they have three innings at home to make up for it. Against Aberdeen. Aberdeen, one of the top teams in all minor league baseball. Record similar to the Mets. 3-2 pitch, and that one's fisted foul. Aberdeen Ironbirds. They're 36-16. They've beaten Brooklyn 3 in a row. Two pitch again to Rodriguez. Swung on and missed. High and in would have been ball four. Rodriguez K's him for the second out. Now Juarez trying to just shake off that throwing error and end the inning with one unearned run. Zach Zubia bats. He's the Dominican Summer League Mets along with the FCL Mets are underway. Their season started on Monday. They play every Monday, Tuesday, get Wednesday off, and play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and get every Sunday off. So 5 days a week for the Complex League team here in Florida and the two Dominican Summer League teams. Those are the future St. Lucie Mets, some maybe this year. As this ball goes low on Zubia. Certainly you figure several of those FCL Mets will make their way to St. Lucie at some point this year. 0-1 pitch is up high. The Dominican Summer League 1 team beat the Yankees Dominican Summer League team today 19-16. Holy cow. How long was that game? 5 hours and 34 minutes. No. Bring the clocks to that league. There's a check swing on a pitch up high, and it's a ball, 3-1. 5 hours and 34 minutes for a Dominican Summer League game. Install the pitch clocks. 3-1 pitch, and that one's fouled straight back. The Dominican Summer League 2 team played in 2 hours 56 minutes, winning 7-6. That was a 7-inning game. So even that game was going to be close to 4 hours if it went all 9. Pitch, and that one's going to be high, called third strike. Jupiter out of challenges, are they? Yes, they are. Zubia trying to argue it, but he's got no challenges left. I'll tell you when we come back for break if that was actually in the strike zone or one run scores unearned. Mets will take their 8-3 lead to the ninth. Jupiter not pleased. Angel Espada arguing with the umpire right now. And it looks like he will stay in the game.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following @St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Junior Tillian takes a called strike from Arias and then a swinging strike, and it's 0-2. We're in the ninth. Mets leading 8-3. Last chance to add some insurance run as this pitch goes to the backstop. Tillian today got the Mets on the board with a 2-run double in the third inning. That was 6 doubles and 6 home runs this season. Not even 70 at-bats. He swings and misses at this pitch and strikes out. I think he might actually be over 70 at-bats now. I can tell you. Oh, yeah, he's at 74. They all add up so quickly. Well, that's 4 straight strikeouts for Luarbert Arias. He struck out the side in the eighth, and now Tillian here in the ninth as he throws a ball to De Los Santos, who's 0-2 with 4 stolen bases. One of my favorite stat lines of the year. Fastball away. Back to the called third strike on Zubia to end the eighth. No, it was a ball high. A was not in the strike zone. But the Hammerheads blew through all their challenges. They had none left. Used them wisely. They did not. And because of that, Zubia could not challenge and had to go accept the strikeout. Lesson learned there. Automatic called strike called on De Los Santos. He violates the pitch clock as a hitter. As he argues it, he better stand back in there. He does. Now a breaking ball swung on and missed. De Los Santos arguing with the umpire still as he lingers and walks away. He had made up his mind after that automatic strike. He was swinging at whatever came next. And it was 2 feet off the plate. Five straight strikeouts for Arias. Didn't even have to throw three strikes in the at-bat. There's a ball outside to Consuegra. Stanley reached and scored. Walk in the sixth, the triple in the seventh. Fastball up. Jace Beck, roster addition for the Mets. Warming up in the bullpen. This one's fouled away. Mets had an open roster spot after Matt Rudick was sent to AAA a couple of days ago. They filled it with right-hander Jace Beck from the FCL team. This ball is fouled back off the roof by Consuegra. Beck will come in the ninth in a non-save situation in his first game of the season for St. Lucie. Time called late, but granted. Breaking ball. And a swinging strike. That's Consuegra. Can't hold up. How about that for the Warburg Arias? Two perfect innings with six strikeouts. Not the way the Mets want to finish the day offensively. But they lead 8-3, heading to the last of the ninth on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Okay, here's the aforementioned Jace Beck. Big guy, 6'9", 200 pounds, 21 years old from Blanchard High School in Oklahoma. Mets 22nd round pick in 2019. Finished last season in St. Lucie, started this season the minor league side. This is his second game this week. He pitched the opener for the FCL team on Monday, ending in a third scoreless with a hit and a strikeout. Now he faces Cam Barstad and throws strike one. Second pitch, strike two. And again, despite the scream from that guy in the stands, nothing Jupiter can do about it with no challenges. They must live with Garrett Griffin's strike zone. Beck, the 0-2. There's one outside. Juarez, two innings, three hits, one unearned run. His own doing with that bad throw to first base. No walks and four strikeouts. A 1-2. A line drive base hit into left field for Barstad. He is 4-for-4. And Omar De La on the wet grass. And because of that, Barstad will scamper up to second. He was watching the whole way. A soft liner into left, and Omar running over had a lot of ground to cover. And Barstad was going to stay at first, not going to risk getting thrown out on the bases. Remember, Omar already has two outfield assists, but it's Dewey out there right now. And Omar just lost his feet and fell down, picking up that ball. Now that's not going to be an error. You can't give an error on a fall down. They're going to give a double, though, to Barstad. Mets lead 8-3. Beck couldn't finish off Barstad. You're hot, you're hot. Barstad comes into the game hitting 180. He raises his batting average 35 points today at the 4-for-4 night. Hitting 215 now. There's a pitch for a strike on the corner to Caballero. Caballero has struck out three times tonight. Next pitch swung on and missed. Good fastball. Beck last year, just one game for St. Lucie. One inning, three hits, and three runs. A couple of walks. So not a fond memory. As he throws this one down and away. Chance here to be the pitcher to accept the handshake from the catcher. End the game. Two-two count. Fastball blew it by him. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Sit down, Jorge Caballero. The golden sombrero for him. One down and a back to the top end. Khalil Watson, who has struck out three times, but avoided the fourth strikeout with the bloop single in the seventh. He takes the ball up. Pitch low, two balls and no strikes. Line drive into left field. Coming over and making the catch is De Los Santos. He's got out number two. And Jace Beck, after surrendering the leadoff double, has a chance to end the night with a scoreless frame. Mets closing in here on a big win. Trying to trim their magic number in the East Division in the first half to 4. Jose Salas has been a tough out tonight. He is the hitter. Beck's first pitch is grounded to first. Lugo backhands. William will race it to the bag himself. Touches it with the toe, ends the game. Ball game over, Mets win. 8-3, the final. After losing their 7-game winning streak last night in the 10th inning, the Mets bounce back today to beat Jupiter by 5 to go up to 2-1 in the series. And now the Mets just 2 wins away in this series from winning the division. Big night for the Mets as they form the happy high five line between the mound and second. the sixth inning, did it for the Mets, scoring five runs, all with two outs. The big hit from to get the two-run single to start the scoring. And pretty good pitching as well, as five pitchers combined to allow just two earned runs. Winning pitcher, Ramon Gomez. Losing pitcher, Edgar Sanchez. No save for Jace Beck, but again on the mound as the game ends. Gets the final three after giving up a leadoff double. Mets improved to 36-17 overall this season. Now 4-5 against Jupiter on the year, and 8-7 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Hammerheads dropped to 27-25. They are 8.5 behind the Mets with 12 games remaining in the first half. Step aside, come back with the postgame show to wrap up the Mets' 8-3 win.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, everybody. Adam McDonough with you from Mets filing out of their dugout, heading down the left field line to the visiting clubhouse. They will shower up and eat before departing for the 40-minute trip back to Clover Park, departing as winners 8-3. In game three of this six-game series. Let's get to the scoring summary. Started for the Mets in the third inning. Jose Rivera draws a one-out walk. Alex Mears singles and is returned to the lineup. And then Junior Tillian spanks a two-run double. Give the Mets a 2-0 lead. Tillian's sixth and seventh RBIs of the series. Jupiter got a run in the third. Cam Barstad, the first of his four hits, leads off with a single against Saul Gonzalez. Then with two outs in the inning, Ian Lewis singles to left field to bring home Barstad. Jose Salas, the trail runner on the plate, was trying to score to tie the game. Omar De Los Santos accidentally kicked the ball away from himself in left field, but that paid off as Salas rolled the dice to try to score. Omar threw him out, the second of two outfield assists for Omar on the night. That kept the Mets in front 2-1. Mets broke loose in the sixth inning. Three straight one-out walks for Edgar Sanchez knocked him out of the game. In comes Yoelin Quiñones. He struck out Carlos Dominguez, had Guerrero down 0-2, but Justin battles back, hits a two-run ground rule double to left field, bringing home De Los Santos and Consueger for a 4-1 lead. And Brady Smith draws a walk to keep the inning going. Jose Rivera, an RBI infield hit, brings home Lugo for a 5-1 Mets lead. And then Alex Mears cranks a two-run single into left field to bring home Guerrero and Brady Smith to make it 7-1. Hammerhead's got a run back in the bottom of the sixth. A wild pitch thrown by Levi David scored Salas from third to make it 7-2. Mets got a triple from Stanley Consueger in the seventh. William Lugo knocked him in with a base hit to make it 8-2. And then in the eighth inning, Ian Lewis to the mound, thrown away by the reliever Daniel Juarez. Lewis winds up all the way at third. He scores on Brady Allen from swing hit to make it 8-3. That is where the scoring stopped in this ballgame. Moving to the box score, starting with the line score, the Mets 8 runs on 7 hits, 1 error. Jupiter 3 runs on 10 hits and no errors. Hitters in the game, Alex Ramirez, a successful return to the lineup, 2-for-5 with 2 RBI and a run scored, raising his average to .309, leads the Florida State League. Alex was the only one with the multiple hit game. Junior Tillian hit his 6th double, Guerrero his 6th double as well, and Consueger his 2nd triple. For Jupiter, Cam Barstad the only multiple hit game. He went 4-for-4, again raised his batting average from .180 to .215. 35 points. He had a double. Pitchers in the game. Mets used 5. Saul Gonzalez, the starter, 3 innings, 5 hits, a run, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Ramon Gomez, 2 scoreless innings with a hit, no walks, and 4 punch outs. He got the win. He's 2-1. Levi David, a hitless inning, but giving up a run on 2 walks and 2 wild pitches. Juarez, 2 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, no earned. No walks, 4 strikeouts. And Beck, a scoreless 9th with 1 hit and 1 strikeout. Edgar Sanchez takes the loss, drops his record to 4-2. 5 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 5 runs, all earned. 4 walks and 5 strikeouts. Quiñones, in an inning and 2/3, 5 hits, 3 runs, plus 3 inherited runs scored. A walk in, 3 strikeouts. And Luarbert Arias, 2 perfect innings with 6 strikeouts. You really can't do any better than that. Ball game played in 2 hours and 43 minutes in front of 439 baseball-loving souls here on a Thursday at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Now the Mets turn their attention to tomorrow. It's going to be a quick turnaround. It's splash day. First we'll be in. There'll be a lot of waterworks, not the crying kind, the splashing kind. Noon start, airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network will be at 11:50. The Mets will try to move one step closer to winning the Florida State League East Division in the first half. The Mets needed to win 4 out of 6 in this series to do that. Well, they have won 2 of the first 3. So 2 down, 2 to go. The earliest clinching scenario would be Saturday. The Mets can win 2 more. The remaining 3, they will be division champs in the first half. If they can't, then we'll push it to next week at home against the Tampa Tarpons. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Jupiter. The Mets 8, the Hammerheads 3. I'm Adam McDonald, thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Thursday night. Hope all of you out there in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.